My little brother's friends have been camped out at our place for 2 days straight.
Three.
It's because of the Xfinity 10G network. Internet that can handle a house full of screens at once with, like, basically no interruptions. And it's only getting faster. When I was their age, internet like this was a pipe dream.
You sound like my grandpa.
Please go home.
Introducing the next generation 10G network, only from Xfinity. Restrictions apply. Not available in all areas.
You're listening to the Best Morning Routine Ever podcast, the show that proves no one stumbles upon success ever. With your host, Lou Need. Every Mondays and Thursdays, we deliver cold hard evidence behind the power of a robust morning routine. Get ready to be transformed by the renewal of your mind.
All right, morning enthusiasts. Do you struggle to get out of bed in the morning? How about losing your energy by midday? Do you experience brain fog in the morning or lack of motivation? Well, you are not alone. I heard you loud and clear, and that's why I created the Hit Savers app. I have great news. It is live. So go to the Google Play Store and the Apple Store to download it for your best morning routine ever. You'll get more energy, mental clarity, productivity, and it will even position you to find your purpose. That's right. Hit Savers will prime you to get up, dress up, and show up in your life every single day. Go to www.luneedlewis.com/hitsaversapp to download it for free today. I'll see you in there.
Hello, morning enthusiasts. Welcome to the Best Morning Routine Ever podcast. I am your host, Luneed Lewis, and today I have the honor of introducing very special guest to the show, Cindy Joy Weston.
I'm so excited.
Yes, I'm glad to have you on board. So you believe that, Cindy, it only takes 1 to 3 minutes a day to change your body, your life in a positive way. And we'll get to talk about that more today. But first, let me tell the audience about you. Cindy has owned and operated health and wellness centers in the Philadelphia area since 1985. That is as old as I am.
Let's not go any further.
Oh, man. Okay. So early in her career, she became the first female trainer for the Philadelphia Flyers and worked with the Philadelphia 76ers dream team. Wow. Cindy also spent many years as media personality with appearances on Discovery Channel, Dr. Phil, and as Philadelphia NBC's 10 fitness expert, where she hosted fitness segments with the Phillies, Eagles, Flyers, and the 76ers. The past 2 years, Cindy has been focusing on SJW Productions, an international company whose main mission is to highlight all the positive in the world and help people come together to reach their individual and common goals. She does this through her podcast, her books, Train Your Head and Your Body will follow, the upcoming My 30-Day Reset Journal, and her popular wellness workshops. Cindy's mission is to spread joy and positivity in the world. Cindy, welcome to the show again.
You know, I've never heard all that before. That's exciting that I've done that.
You've lived quite a very well-accoladed life.
I'm going to say it's joyful, that's for sure, and full.
Yeah, and you sound joyful, and you get to spread a positivity. You have been in the game for quite some time, and you are the expert in fitness and wellness. And so I'm looking forward. Tell us a little bit more about your journey. What got you started in that path as a youngin?
Oy, oy vey. All right, so here's the deal. Let's put it in a nutshell. I came from a very humble beginning. So I grew up in a project area and my dad was trying to figure out how to put food on the table. My mom, she had a lot of demons to battle. So most of her life, she was in and out of mental institutions. It's really rough stuff. But for such a young person, I don't even know what made me think this, but I always thought I was supposed to spread joy, that I was able to see beyond my circumstances, and I could figure out how to feel joy and also how to bring it out of others. I just was able to look beyond my circumstances. And because of that, I you know, got out of the projects, not just because of, yes, I was a big dreamer and I would visualize where I wanted to go, but I used dance, movement. Mm-hmm. I journaled a lot and I used words. I did not know that that would take me a long way, but it worked for me. And, oh yeah, I forgot to tell you, I had five angels. So, you know, I thought I had it going on because my five angels were going to take care of me. So when anybody would ask, how are you doing? I'm like, don't worry about me. I got my five angels looking out for me. Besides the fact that I just believed so much that if you could just look beyond what you wanted and not just wake up that day and say, oh God, this is it. Mm-hmm. You could do anything you wanted to. I don't know. I just knew that innately.
Mm-hmm. And there's power in the words and in having that believe, this belief that is unshaken. Like you don't know how, but I know this is what I must do. This is what I'm going to do. So I'm going to go along with it.
Yeah. I had no idea how. You're right. Because everyone's like saying it, just be happy to be a waitress. Mm-hmm. You know, no one made it out. No one got to call. And I was like, okay, there's nothing wrong with that. Like, waitress, make great money. But I knew there was something more that I wanted to do in the world. I just knew it. I didn't know how. I just knew it.
I love your tactics because you use dance as a way to get yourself, to help get yourself out of there. And you say journaling and words. So,
yeah, I had words everywhere. I would think of a word that day that would inspire me. It could be joy, right? Mm-hmm. It could have been power. It didn't matter. And I would just, if like whenever I couldn't take it and things were getting so bad, I would just think of that word. And then I would move around and just dance crazy and just have fun. Besides, I did take, you know, dance lessons and it really did help me get into college. But I also would just move and put on music that made me feel good.
Yeah. And so the words are used as affirmation for you?
Yeah, and I did have power statements too, but the words are something to focus on. You know, if you have that word, it's to trigger you when you're spiraling out of control or negative stuff starts coming in. I like to keep things simple. So that one word just helped to re-trick and retrain my brain to go that direction. Like, Sandy, you decided joy today, mm-hmm. and that's what you're going to have.
Yeah. A lot of people are picking a word for the year. It's the beginning of the year right now, right? So people are picking a word for the year that they will think about for that specific moment that you just described when things hit the fan and they're not going well and you just need that innate motivation to actually keep you going. And you come up with a powerful word that will see you through. But you're taking it a step further. You're saying not just a word a year, but a word every day.
Well, most times I pick a word of the month. So even in my gyms, we had a word of the month. So every month, I just think to re-trigger your brain and to psych you up, you know, something else to focus on so you don't just get used to it, you know, acclimated to it. So I would have a word of the month and it would be a word that when you were working out or you didn't feel like you could do anymore, that you would see the word on the wall or in the classroom and you'd go, okay, remember what the word says, power up. Mm-hmm. And everyone would power up, you know, I am strong, whatever it was. And every month, this is just for me, it excited me, like, what's going to be the new word? And they're all inspirational.
Yeah. So is that how we can begin to train our brain?
You know, it's a start. Training your brain, you know, just think of it this way. What's a belief? You know, people always say a belief is just a thought you have over and over again, right?
Yeah.
So it doesn't matter if they're good or bad, negative or positive. There's thoughts in your head. They're there.
Yep.
You're going to have thoughts that don't serve you well, and you're going to have those that do serve you well. I say you don't want to deny the ones that, you know, aren't so great. You want to be aware of them. So I really firmly believe, and even just taking a few breaths in and out, even if it's just for 90 seconds, just to be aware of the thoughts. You know, people say mindfulness, you know, quiet. It's just to say, okay, these thoughts are there. Not denying them, not blocking them out, but they're there. Mm-hmm. And just go, okay, let's just say you say, oh, I'm a jerk or whatever, you know, or I'm not worthy. Say, all right, brain, I'm going to breathe. I recognize you think this. I'm going to feel what that emotion feels inside me. Like, don't just deny it, but feel what that feels like and then say, all right, we're done. Now, how do you want to feel? How do you want to think? I am worthy. I am awesome. I do look great. Mm-hmm. I think what tricks people up, they think it has to be complicated to train your brain. It doesn't. It's consistency. It's a little bit you do here and there. It doesn't have to be overwhelming. And also, you want to be aware of what's going on in there. You just want to see it so then you can debunk it and say, not today.
Yeah, I read, as I'm listening to you speak, think about the book that I read called The Untethered Soul by Singer. And it talked about being aware of the thoughts, just being observant.
Yes.
Of that.
Yes.
Thought. They are happening, that they are up there, yeah. And that you are not those thoughts, because there is, yes, a dialogue going on, right?
People think, I can't help it, my brain thinks that way. Like, no, you are your brain. Now, granted, they're down in there and they're deep, and a lot of them are very, very subconscious. So you don't want to keep picking and picking. And I'm not saying that, like, I'm not a psychiatrist, I'm not a psychologist, I'm not a therapist, but I do know this, that if you just address it when they come up, and, you know, not avoid it, you know, until they get bigger and bigger, you know, they will go away quicker, and you'll be able to change it to the thoughts that do serve you well. I don't even like to say good, bad, ugly. I just like to say serve you well.
Yeah, because they are deep-rooted. You're absolutely right. They're deep-rooted into the subconscious mind.
Yeah.
And
yeah,
the way to deal with that is that they have to be replaced.
Correct.
With positive, yep, ones. They have to, yeah, be replaced with words that do serve you going forward, because we, yep, go around where we have what I call automated negative thoughts. It's just constant.
Yep.
It's nonstop. It's automatic. They come up. It's just that's just the way we are. It is designed. We're programmed. So we have to really be cognizant about reprogramming the mind, the subconscious, yeah, mind.
I remember, and it seemed some of the things that work, they seem so simple that it doesn't make sense to make it such a big impact, but they do over time. And I was studying the apple and the pear. You know, if you don't want to think about the pear, you're going to think about the pear, but you have to then think about the apple. And this was this huge study, and you're thinking, duh, but it is so true, but yet we don't do it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
You know, and it's important to remember what you said. You replace it with a thought you do want, because you keep saying, I don't want to think that, I don't want to think that, I don't want to think it. You're drawing more of it into you for sure.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Because you become what we think about.
Yep.
And anything 100%. And anything we put after the word I am is our reality. It becomes our truth. And that's powerful enough to know, because now we can start becoming aware again. Back to your point, becoming aware of those thoughts and not being impatient with ourselves, just recognizing them.
You know, isn't that the sticky wicket, I call it? Patient with ourselves. We're so tough on ourselves. I know me. I think I should know better.
Right.
Come on, Weston. You teach this. You do this. How could you still have that? And I go, pish, pish, pish. You know, lighten up. Mm-hmm. Be kind to yourself. Be gentle. You're worthy with all your imperfections. And I think it's something I know me. I have to remind myself of every single day.
Yeah, it's that love, inward lovingness, because I read a really good quote that says we should talk to ourselves as if we're talking to a loved one.
Mm. Yeah, that's a good one.
Yeah, because we don't talk to ourselves, though, we talk to other people. That inner, yeah, dialogue is not the same. It's scary, because that transfers into our behaviors. It transpires, yeah, in the way we carry ourselves. It transfers in the way we smile or even talk to people, because we're ditching out what's inside, what's deeply rooted a lot of the time.
That's exactly right. And they can feel it. Even if you don't say it, you can feel it, right? You,
yeah,
know people you want to hang out with and people you know. It's like, ooh, I don't know. There's something about their energy I want to be around. Or, okay, let me just go out the back door.
Let me tiptoe out of here. Nobody hears, yeah, me.
Yeah, exactly.
How can we change our body and our life in 1 to 3 minutes a day? I know you are very big on this, so enlighten, ooh, us.
Okay. So let's just, can we back up just a little bit? Let me just tell you how I came to this conclusion. Mm-hmm. And it has to do with, you know, my book that I wrote, Train Your Head, Body Will Follow. 6-year journey. I was fortunate enough to own health clubs. So I taught classes and I trained individuals. So not only did I give joy, but I received joy, but I also could study people. And it fascinated me, the people that I perceived to be joyful. It didn't matter their walk of life, but what made them so joyful. And not only did I study and observe it, but I can't believe they let me do this. I created a 2-hour questionnaire, 2 hours, which I interviewed people. I gave them some free memberships, maybe, that I really believed, you know, just exuded joy. And I studied and studied them for about a year. And I wanted to see if there was a common thread, a secret sauce. What did these people have in common? So check off, yes, they felt worthy, 100%. They felt worthy of feeling joy and being happy. 2, they didn't really care so much about other people's opinions. You know, they were doing this for them. If you thought they were selfish, they didn't care. Mm-hmm. They knew the most important thing was feeling good and taking time for themselves. But the biggest thing, and I know it sounds like, what? But the biggest thing that I discovered, every single person, every single one did something, which reminds me of your show, in the morning to start their day. Every single one. The most important thing was how they were going to show up in the world. And it didn't matter if it was a few minutes or an hour. Mm-hmm. And it didn't even matter what they did. Some people, they baked in the morning, played jazz music, worked out, meditated, journaled. Whatever it was, they did something to get them into that headset. So I decided I was going to create something, you know, for all those people that weren't doing that, because you already had that habit, great. But what about for the masses,
right?
You know, the rest of the world? And with the help of a lot of professors and gurus and spiritual leaders and positive psychologists, you know, I call them the powers to be, I came up with this journal plan that would only take 5 minutes a day. And I gave it to about 100 people, and I was going to study them for a year. And these were already motivated people. Well, it fell flat on its face. Mm-hmm. About one or two people did it. And I go back to my professor. I'll never forget it. Dr. Kendrick at Temple University. I'm like, oh my God, I'm a failure. I thought this could be transferable, blah, blah, blah. I guess if you don't want it, you go, Sandy, come on, Sandy. I couldn't believe this. No one's going to take 5 minutes to change their life. I go, excuse me? Because I don't care if you tell them it's only going to, you know, take 30 days. And in 5 minutes, you're going to have a more positive life, a more joyful life. You're going to reach your goal. No one's going to take 5 minutes if they already don't believe in, have the habit. He said, make it 1 to 3 minutes and you're golden. So here we go, back to the drawing board. Another year and woohoo, it worked. So what I realized is how you start your day, yes, is very, very important, but it didn't have to take long. You might take longer after that. Of course, the 1 to 3 minutes, you might decide to work out, meditate, journal for 45 minutes. But before your feet hit the ground, just taking time to breathe in and out, think about your word. We, you know, create that, what we talked about earlier, a positive power statement, which is what you want to accomplish that month, like setting a goal and then a statement like, you know, I feel great working out 3 days a week. You know, I love eating healthy. Something that when you said ignited you to stay with your goal, and you had to write it every single day. And then an action that you actually were going to do. And this little thing, and it's just a little check marks so that it wouldn't take you more than 1 to 3 minutes a day, was going to get you in that mindset. And then, so then if you worked out, it wasn't going to be something you hated and dropped. You know, you could start with 5 minutes or 10 minutes and 15 minutes until you actually found something you enjoy doing. And also the food you picked, that headset, that feeling you wanted, it's like get in that headset and then you were going to embrace food and love food instead of thinking about all the food you don't like. I hope that answers your question. I know that was a roundabout way of getting there.
Yeah, no, it absolutely did. The 1 to 3 minutes, because you're speaking my truth. You're speaking to, for definitely.
Oh, good.
To my audience, because I've compiled an app that has 9 actionable items done in 9 minutes to hack your morning. And each item you do for 60 seconds. If wow. You don't have time, it's taking a deep breath, as you said, observing your breath for 30 seconds, writing in your journal, as you say, for 1 minute, and just gratitude, having a gratitude
that.
Journal.
Writing this down.
Yeah. Write down what you're grateful for. And then that will give you more things to be grateful for throughout the day. So you kind of start looking for things to be grateful for. And it's amazing how well it works because we're habitual creatures, but we have to introduce things to our brain slowly because our brain is wired to protect us. So anything that is unfamiliar is going into fight mode. fight or flight. And so you want to be able to give it that consistency, but gradually increasing upon it so that it becomes a habit that you do. It becomes part of like breathing for you.
Yeah. I know it sounds like you want me to breathe. I breathe every day. Not really. I mean, yeah, you do. But that deep breathing, man, it could change my world for sure when I deep breathe. Just all of a sudden, it just relaxes me.
Yeah, intentional breathing. Absolutely. Out of the 9 actionable items, and exercise is one of them, and you hit that. You talked about that earlier too, and hydration in the morning, just drinking water, things you already are doing, but be mindful of it. Make it a routine that you do it every day at the same time. And in that way, your world is going to change. And so I really appreciate you sharing that, because that's the same model that I'm teaching as well.
Ooh, I love that. Then I don't have to convince you.
No, absolutely not. Tell us about your book, Train Your Head and the Body Will Follow.
So, you know, we were talking about it a little before. I spent 6 years on this, and I really wanted to take my time, meet with individuals, study individuals, talk to the experts, and put something together. Not only did it have a little bit of my life journey and the fun people I met, you know, involved in the book. It's not only a plan and a journal to get your head in the right space, but I also give you little tidbits from people I met along the way. Some names you'll really know, like Patti LaBelle versus, you know, the Flyers hockey team, as well as moms and dads that I really felt, you know, gave me my words of wisdom. And I learned so much from. But the ultimate is just along the way. You do, like you were saying, you know how you say a little bit each time? Mm-hmm. So it's broken down so that you're not, you know, trying to conquer everything at once, that you really are taking 1 week and you play, it's a brain game. And each week you have a fun little brain game, you know, that gets you in the headset. Then you go to the next brain game and you spend like the first month doing that. And then once you're ready and you've decided what goal you really want to achieve and the action you really are ready for, then you start your first journal and you go through and you pick your power statement of what you really want and how you're going to go about getting it. And then the journals are also included in it. So, you know, you're going along, you hear these fun stories, but it's broken down. So it's week to week to get you, you know, and your brain to go, oh, this is where we're going, you know? And then the next 30 days, you review it. You look back at what you did and you don't judge what you didn't do. And you reset again and you create another power statement, another action plan. You say, oh, do I still want the same goal? You know, what did I do? What do I want to do more of? And you go for it again.
Hmm. Yeah, well put. That's really good.
Yeah, I mean, it's fun. I know it sounds like it took you 6 years to do it, but it did, because for me to narrow everything down and make it simple and an easy guide to follow that wasn't complicated, it took a long time, because I would get together with some of the professors and I would say to them, I have no idea what you're talking about. Like, they were over my head. It was too sciencey for me. So I had to really go, okay, I know this is neuroscience and this is how the brain works. And so I have that stuff for you brainiacs, you know, here's more for you, because some people really want to know that, mm-hmm. you know, for the people that just, hey, you know, I just believe and let me just go to trust my heart. Then there's more in the spiritual end. So it's broken down in little areas. So, hey, if you're not interested in that area so much, you know, we have this, because for me, I always knew innately how things worked. But I also want to know, oh, here's the science for it. And that is how the brain works. And it is how it's connected to the body. That's fascinating to me.
Yeah. And people, it's more credibility when people can kind of see both ends to it, that you're not just speaking, you've got science to back you up. And that's how I approach my books as well. It's like, here's how the brain works. This is how, with habit forming, what is going on with the podcast, I'm now looking into how the brain works, how we live in 95% of the habitual mind, how only 5% is just the creative mind. And I get to break that down. People are like, I didn't know that. Well, I'm fascinated by that.
Yeah. And if you don't want to know it, okay, just breeze through and go to the journal. But I think it is interesting to know.
Yeah, absolutely. So tell us about your morning routine. How do you get up, dress up, and show up?
Okay. Well, it's a lot like we were talking about. Before my feet hit the ground, I decide what word I'm focusing on. Let's just go simple with joy. I start breathing, you know, 4 deep breaths in, 4 deep breaths out. I focus on my word. And then I've taken it up a notch and I spend 20 minutes on meditation for me. I do just breathing, nothing fancy, you know, just being aware of my thoughts, breathing in and out, just relaxing. And after that, I say, Sandy, how are you going to show up in the world today? I mean, I really do talk to myself. And then I get out of bed. And then before I do anything, I just really quick, it takes like a minute or so, I do my journal and then I go for it. But I didn't always do that. I didn't always do the meditation. This is talk about a life experience. It was June, like around June 1st or June 3rd. You know how they say, be careful what you ask for, you might get it. I was at a conference and it was a transformation conference and the leader came around in front of everyone and said, what do you want? And I said, I want pure joy. I don't want joy. I want pure joy and freedom. And for some reason, I got overwhelmed and tears start coming down my face. He's like, what's going on? I said, because everyone thinks of me, like comes to me with the answers, you know, Sandy will turn it around. And this is the other part of joy. You have to be able to experience all emotions. And I didn't allow it in. I would run for pain. So I was like, no, I want pure joy. I want to be me and I want to do things because I want to do them, not because what's the next best thing and what are you doing now and you sold your business and who are you? I just wanted to feel pure joy. And boy, did I get it. It was from June until November for 6 months. I got hit with a neck and nerve problem into my head. I couldn't move.
Wow.
I couldn't dance. I couldn't walk. I couldn't work out. I couldn't mountain bike. I couldn't hike. I couldn't teach workshops. I couldn't read. I couldn't write. Talk about. I couldn't drive. And it wasn't until, I mean, it was a long story, but my mentor said to me, he was at the workshop. He goes, Sandy, I'll never forget this. I wanted to kill him. Welcome to Joy Boot Camp. I go, excuse me. He goes, you asked for it. You got it. And the universe couldn't deliver to you any other way. You needed to have this so that you couldn't run. You have to feel the pain. You have to get through it. It was crazy. And I wanted to kill him. Like, this is what he goes, I'm so happy for you. And I thought I was dying. Like I thought, you know, I mean, and during that time, the only thing I did was breathe. He's like, Sandy, that's what I was getting. Just breathe. You forget journaling. Forget your, you just need to breathe in and out. You need to relax your nervous system. I thought it was crazy. He's like, it will heal you. I promise you, just breathe. And so it wasn't just, I was just lying there. So all day long, I would just do these breathing exercises. And I swear it just, that alone got me through. I mean, it sounds like a crazy thing. And most people didn't even know, only two or three friends, because they just thought I was traveling and speaking. But it really, not that that was my journey and was what I needed to go through, because I was someone that just didn't really feel the other side of the emotions. I just was like, be happy, be happy, be happy, happy. And you can't, it's not realistic. You have to feel the other stuff. And boy, I mean, it was a crash course in 6 months of that. And it was, I turned 60 November 23rd and was right around, I always knew 60 was going to be my real breakout year. And it was right around then that I started turning the corner and coming back to being who I was, but with a whole different perspective, you know, of what it means to feel good and have pure joy in your life. What an experience, right? And what a journey. And to not be able to do all those things that brought me joy, it was either going to kill me or make me stronger, right? I had no choice. And most people don't even know that, because they're like, oh, where you been? Right. But I needed to do it by myself, because you know, part of me, I didn't want people to feel bad or sorry, or, you know, two of my friends would comment because I needed help to even go to the bathroom. But to take somebody like me who has so much energy and not, I can't work out, I can't move, I can't inspire others, talk about going introspective.
Right.
It was crazy. But that's when I added more of the breathing in to my routine in the morning, you know, and took it up a notch. And oof, now I'm like, wait a minute, set the alarm, get those minutes in, you know, not that it has to be 20 minutes, but that's what I've chosen to do for me. I know that was a long story for that answer, but I thought I should tell it for some reason.
It changed your life.
Yeah,
life threw you a curveball and you were able to triumph, and you were not just heal physically, but mentally took you to the next level.
Yeah. Not the way I wanted it, not how I wanted it, but be careful what you ask for because you just might get it.
Yeah, I strongly believe in meditation. If you can't do anything, if you're pressed for time, you can't do anything, get meditation in. Do your breathing. Do if there's one thing that you can do is calm down the mind, get the breathing going.
Yep.
Cindy, tell us, how do we connect with you?
Well, that's the easy thing. It's just sandyjoyweston.com. On social media, it's just at Sandy Joy Weston. And my books are Amazon and Barnes & Noble and indie stores. So you can find me everywhere.
Yeah, fantastic. I will put that on the show notes. Cindy, I thank you so much for coming on the show.
I really appreciate it. And it was very nice to talk to a like-minded, wonderful human being. I really appreciate it. I think I could learn a lot more. I'm going to look your stuff up because you have the same message, but you're coming at it from a different angle. And I would love that.
Oh, that's fantastic. I'm so happy to hear.
All right, morning enthusiasts. Do you struggle to get out of bed in the morning? How about losing your energy by midday? Do you experience brain fog in the morning or lack of motivation? Well, you are not alone. I heard you loud and clear, and that's why I created the Hit Savers app. I have great news. It is live. So go to the Google Play Store and the Apple Store to download it for your best morning routine ever. You'll get more energy, mental clarity, productivity, and it will even position you to find your purpose. That's right. Hit Savers will prime you to get up, dress up, and show up in your life every single day. Go to www.looneedlewis.com/hitsaversapp to download it for free today. I'll see you in there.
All right, morning enthusiasts, that's it for today's show. Thank you for tuning in. If you love the Best Morning Routine Ever podcast, we'd love to hear from you. So go ahead and subscribe, rate, and give a review on iTunes or Google Play. While you're at it, tell a friend about the show. Be sure to visit bestmorningroutineever.com and our Facebook group to join the conversation, access the show notes, and discover our fantastic free bonus content. Until next time.
Sick of being upsold at gyms?
My guy, you're currently a base member. For $90 more, I can upgrade you to our Shred membership. For $130 more, you'll be a Swole member. And for just $300 more, you'll reach Sweat Platinum.
At Planet Fitness, you'll get energy without the upsell. Never pushy, always free fitness training and equipment for every workout. It's fitness that fits your budget. Join Planet Fitness for just $1 down and $10 a month. Cancel anytime. Deal ends Friday, May 10th. See Home Club for details.